didn't think I'd be able to get you on RF, but sounds like I'm getting through.
Oh, you're coming through beautiful. Not quite full quieting according to the All-Star voter system, but about a quarter of the way across, and on all the other lines, you're full across. So, yeah, you're doing great. You're hitting Mount Seymour no problem at all.
Okay, I'm just going to try again and drop the power here and see what it's like.
Exactly the same.
I've just dropped down to mid-power on my radio here. I think that's 25 watts on this one. So, 7-3, thanks for the check-in.
Yeah, where the quarter mark was, it's just a shade below the quarter mark, but if I wasn't looking at the voter system, it sounds the same to my old ears.
Echo 7, Charlie Oscar Romeo.
Charlie Oscar Romeo, go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, good morning, Stuart, and good morning to everybody listening. Victor Echo 7, Charlie Oscar Romeo checking in. All's well over here.
Oh, that's good to know. Ron, a bit cooler for you?
Yeah, thank goodness. Looking forward to some moisture for the garden.
Yeah, I've put weeding on my mental to-do list. I've got to get out there before the rain after the net and do some weeding. It's easy for me, but I got to actually do it.
Yeah, that's nothing to look forward to, really. But enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I'll have a boss out there with me, so Elsa will be having her eyes on me, making sure I'm not missing anything.
I'm glad to hear Elsa has found her place.
Yeah, she's not chewing this much this year. She sharpened all my my tomato poles last year. The only thing is she didn't know if she has to sharpen them in the middle of the pole or on the end.
You brought me a smile this morning. Thanks for that.
Yeah, I still use them. If they're not broken through, I still use them.
Well, give her a pat. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Ron.
Victor Echo 7, India Echo Mike.
India Echo Mike. A very good morning to you. Go ahead, Mark.
Howdy there. Got an old traffic from 7-3.
Thanks for popping in, Mark. Good to hear you from New Westminster, my friend. 7-3. Next station if you're out there.
Victor Alpha 7, Lima Golf November.
Lima Golf November. Very good morning, Andrew. Great signal.
And a very good morning to you, too. And we're off. The girls have an hour and a bit of school to go to, and then you can hear them giggling in the background there. And then we're off to the ferry. So we will talk to you from Vancouver Island for the rest of this week.
I can feel the excitement all around there, Andrew. Be safe on the roads, be safe on the ferry, and have a great time.
Okay, will do. Here, the kids want to say hi.
Here, say hi. Say it louder.
There you go. Lily said hi.
Hi, hi, and hi. Thanks, guys, and have a great holiday when the time comes.
Victor Echo 7, Tango Mike Kilo.
Tango Mike Kilo. Very good morning, Michael, Linda, and Bonnie.
Yeah, good morning to you, Stuart. Just happened to come upstairs here. I thought I'd better come and check in on the radio, see how you're doing. I could have used my rubber duck downstairs, I guess, but Anyway, good morning to you. Good morning to all the folks along the Rainbow Country Net. Looks like a little bit cooler day and a cooler week coming at us, so I think I can live with that. You have a good day, Stuart, and have a good day, and all the folks along the net, the same thing. PE7, Tango Mike Kilo, X-Wiles downstairs, and Barney as well. Back to you, Stuart.
Yeah, most of us have got the windows open today, letting the houses air out. Have a great day, Michael. Look after Linda, my friend, and I'm sure Barney's going to keep his eyes on both of you.
7-3,
Michael. Wishing you all the best.
Echo 7, Lima Golf Tango.
Lima Golf Tango. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. It's another day off, a little bit cooler today, which is kind of nice, I guess. It's supposed to rain, but I hope it's not going to rain on the weekend. I get mixed stories about that for field day.
Yeah, I guess it'll depend where you are. I'm not sure. It usually comes in from the west heading east, but sometimes it comes in from the west and goes north. So I'm not sure who's going to get it and who's not.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. But you never can tell. A lot of times they call for rain and it never comes. So you think with all this technology, they could be a little bit more accurate, but seems like Mother Nature still tends to fool the weathermen.
Yeah, Mother Nature's still in charge. I find they're usually one day too early, so it comes to the day after. So I think you might have a good Saturday.
That would be nice. It was such a nice weekend. There was such nice weather last year. The year before, though, was not that great.
Yeah, the only thing is if you get the rain early and then you get another hot day, you'll have lots of mosquitoes.
Yeah, I don't know if we have to worry about that. We're going to be out at Aldergrove Lake Park, so there's not really a lake there anymore.
It's more socializing anyway, so I mean, as long as you can keep dry somewhere, you can still have coffee and keep you at it.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, a lot of times there, it's so hard to get in on the band with that, so it's like a free-for-all, but it's kind of fun trying.
Oh, I think the real contacts come, you know, later at night or probably, you know, 10, 11, maybe 11 o'clock. On 20 meters, but and then the noise just comes in.
Yeah, like I said, I was up fairly late last year, overnight. I stayed overnight, so I was up in my car for a bit, but it was only me and one other person out there, and it was kind of, kind of freaky.
You don't really want strangers knocking on your window at midnight. Good to hear you, Larry. I hope everything turns out well for field day, will ya?
Well, have a good day, Stuart. B7LGC, definitely.
7-3, my friend. Next station, if you're... Oh, wait a minute. I'm a bit late here. I've got to go to Orcas Island. Whiskey 7, Delta Golf Kilo. Are you with us, Dave?
Sorry, I couldn't find the microphone there for just a minute. I'm ready whenever you are.
I'm ready. Go ahead, Dave.
Thank you. All right, I'm looking out my window toward the northeast, and what I'm seeing is a high cloud structure. My guess would be that it's somewhere around... 1,000 meters up, but it is not hit by the sun yet. When the sun breaks the horizon, the white stuff normally goes away pretty rapidly. It'd be a 10 or 20 minute period when we have crystal blue. Right now, we are seeing patchy cloud structures over much of British Columbia, down through Oregon and to the California border, and up as high as the Alaskan border. So these things are small, and they're moving in random order. The prevailing wind here right now is towards the northeast, and it's a fair go. I'd say it's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 kilometers an hour, and that's going to bring all of this stuff over your heads quite quickly. My rooftop weather station is telling me that it is 14.7 degrees centigrade at the 850-foot elevation, 55% humidity, and the longer range, that's 4 to 8 hours, shows no possibility of precipitation in any of its many manifest ways. So the day is going to be, in most ways, very similar to yesterday, but it depends on exactly where you are. These little cloudy, stormy things are buzzing around like hornets around a nest, and who knows where they'll wind up when they grow up. So that's it from Orcas Island, Whiskey 7, Delta Golf Kilo, with the threat that I will be back tomorrow.
Thanks for your weather report from Orcas Island, Dave. I appreciate it. This is Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Juliet Tango. I start at the bottom of the list, work my way up, and as I call them back, if you're in the section that I'm in, I'll check you in. If not, and you break in, I'll just write your name down and check you in a bit later on. But I won't call you back. Okay, net control looking for suffixes beginning with a Zulu. Okay, we had Joe check in early this morning. Zulu Oscar Charlie moving up to the Yankees. Net control looking for suffixes beginning with a Yankee. Beginning with a Yankee.
Oi. Thank you. That's all I think, that's all.
OR in and out.
Copy that, Berlin.
A7CJB in and out.
Copy that, Jonathan. One more time, looking for suffixes beginning with a Yankee. Okay, Jad checked in early, Yankee Alpha Delta moving up to the X-rays. Net control looking for suffixes beginning with an X-ray. Okay, we had Ole check in early, X-ray Oscar Juliet. Then we had Kent check in early, X-ray Foxtrot Mike, and along with Kent came Rena, Romeo November Kilo. Then we had Hal check in early, Whiskey Victor Papa, and then Randy checked in, Whiskey Tango Mike. And we had Ken check in, Whiskey Delta Kilo. And let's see, we've got Doreen and John there. Are you there, John? Tango Delta India? Nothing heard. Moving up into the Victors. Net control looking for those suffixes beginning with a Victor. Nothing heard. Let's move into the uniforms. Net control looking for suffixes beginning with a uniform. Johnny checked in early. Uniform Juliet Mike. Moving up to the Tangos. Net control looking for those suffixes beginning with a Tango. Nothing heard. We had Michael check in early. Tango Mike Kilo moving up into the Sierras. Net control looking for suffixes beginning with a Sierra.
Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Echo Foxtrot.
Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Echo Foxtrot. Good morning, Heather. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Stuart. I got 17 degrees here. It's a beautiful breeze happening. It's overcast. It looks like a great day to get things done. Pat's your little Elsa. Have a wonderful Thursday, everyone. Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Co. Foxtrot 73.
And thanks for being here. I appreciate it, Heather 73. Still in the Sierras, looking for suffixes beginning with a Sierra. Okay, moving up into the Romeos, then control, looking for those suffixes beginning with a Romeo.
There was a double.